The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hey guys, it's Sammy.
And Sammy, and welcome to Transform, your safe space to form the best version of you.
There are going to be a lot of laughs, and oh boy, a lot of tears.
But we are so grateful to be alongside you in your journey to transform.
Ooh, here we go.
Let's do it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Transform. My goodness, we just want to take a moment and let you know how grateful we are for you to be here listening to what is on our hearts today. And I think something Sammy and I have so in common right now is really learning to take our time back. Another thing that goes hand in hand with that is learning to actually say no in a really positive but still powerful way, where we can fully understand what our own needs are, but not neglect our loved ones' needs as well. So with that said, today we will be talking about the three ways to take your time back and learn to communicate saying no. We truly all know that feeling of not having control over your day. You can feel overwhelmed, feeling like you have too much on your plate. There's no balance. There's no time for you. You become forgetful. Just overall feeling so stressed and anxious, and this can be so debilitating. We are here to let you know we can relate.
We absolutely can. And I think we can all turn this into our norm of running a rat race, not having any time in our day. And obviously there's the ebbs and flows and times for certain rat races or hamster wheel moments. But we are excited to talk about how this doesn't need to be our normal and the three ways we have found to get your time back and learn to communicate in saying no. When we think about the words Sammy and I reflecting of how we feel most aligned with ourselves and how dream world we want to spend our days, we think about feelings of channeling calm, organized, balanced, not stressed, not rushed, not present, not overwhelmed. And we are learning this with running a business, with having relationships, with living life, one day having kids. And I think that we are so excited to share all of our learnings of how to actually take our time back.
Yeah, I just want to be so real in this moment of even sharing that this is actually something last week I talked to my therapist about, because it was weighing so heavily on my soul and that I just needed help. I was saying yes to too much, to the point where I was actually dreading all of the amazing things that I get to do. My husband was on a work trip in New York and he was flying back. I was so excited to see him. And me even putting time to leave what I needed to do to go get him from the airport, which is something in our relationship I never forget to do. Like that is something that just means a lot to both of us. But me feeling like doing something that is so important to me was actually taking away from where I thought I needed to spend my time was such an aha moment of, wow, I need to do better. And what we are here to tell you is that you can actually do better and do more by doing less.
Yes, I feel like we definitely don't hear that often, to do less. I think especially as women, we put the pressure of being superwoman, which we all are, of doing everything and doing everything well. And then we're completely burnt out. We're completely resentful. We don't ask for help. And it is so this beautiful time. And remember, we're going to dive into the seasons of this all. But when you're in a certain season, understanding what the priorities are here, understanding what your wants are, how do you actually want to feel? And you're going to be able to do that by doing less.
Yes. I think what's such a beautiful reminder to kind of enter us into this conversation is in life, it's really important to just do a few vital things really well. You can't do everything, and you just need to surrender to that. If you are the person right now listening to this who is trying to do anything and everything, what's going to actually happen is you're going to do a lot of things okay. Whereas if you were to scale back and really understand what few vital things you want to invest in, that's where you excel. That's where you succeed. That's where you know what is actually essential in your day in and day out. So in that same breath, we actually found this physical example to help us visualize our time. When you think of time, I know we all hear time is just a construct, but time is actually the only thing we can't get back. I think about love, the amount of love that we pour into the world. We have an infinite amount of love. Time, our time on this earth, it's not infinite. And the way we spend and use that time is so important. So we actually found this physical example. There's a very famous story about a professor who held up a jar of rocks to his class. And he asked them, is this jar full? Just this glass jar of rocks. And they all agreed that the jar was full. And then the professor took a bag of small pebbles and poured those small pebbles into the jar with the rocks. The pebbles filled in the space at the jar. And he had then asked, now is this jar full? Everyone said again, yes. So now this clear jar has rocks, pebbles, and the professor takes a bag of sand and pours it into the jar. The sand filters through those rocks and pebbles until all the space was filled. What about now? The professor holds up the glass jar. For the third time, the class says, yes, it's still full. Finally, the professor takes a literal pitcher of water and pours the water into the jar with the rocks, the pebbles, and the sand, to the point where this jar is filled to the literal brim and starts spilling over. And now you can see that the jar is clearly way too full. So then he asks his class an important question. Do you think if he had started with the water and then the sand and then the pebbles, would there still be room for the rocks? So if we think of our lives as a time where we have all of these rocks, all of these essential things that we know we want to get done, but then the pebbles enter in, the sand enter in, the water enter in, we can all relate to that feeling of being the jar that literally is running over. Our brim is not only full, we are spilling because of everything we say yes to. If that feels like you right now, we can relate again, and we are just so excited to tap into our learnings and wanting to do better at this ourselves.
Yeah, I think even when you're talking about it, I can relate to this topic so much, and it is such an ongoing conversation of us not having time. And so what we're going to break down right now is saying you're still going to have your busy schedule, but what are you filling your days with? And that's something that I think when the day ends, we don't actually realize where some of our time is going to, because we can be dissociated or we could be not really present in actually so many moments that could have been spent elsewhere that would have given us that fuel and that joy and actually be worth our priorities and our time. So I think let's kick it off with three ways to take your time back. And number one is to observe where and how you are currently spending your time. This was so massive in one of the episodes we did in setting up your schedule, which is literally one of our top episodes. It just shows that we all want more time in our day. We all want to know how to succeed in our day and feel good. So the best thing here is we're going to have you like whip out that calendar, whip out that pen and paper, and looking at your calendar, when you see an average day for you, where is your time being spent? Where is your time going? And when you look at that day, understanding with everything that you are doing in that day, what is essential that you need to accomplish? Not what I want to do, because we have responsibilities, we have lives. What is essential in this list? And knowing the difference between what needs to be done, what you want to get done in the near future, what needs to be done today, and what could be an idea that you can pursue down the road.
Yeah, I think this is such a beautiful example of also looking at the empty space in your day. You know, that feeling when you finish out your workday and you're like, where did all the time go? Like, I didn't have back-to-backs. Where did the rest of that time go? I think a lot of us might be pulling out our phones, doing that mindless, endless scroll on Instagram or TikTok. But really looking at your calendar and also time journaling could be such a helpful tool here of really understanding, okay, where are you putting your time? Is it with the things that are essential to your priorities right now and beyond the things that are already being planned for you for your day in and day out in your free time? Is that also supporting your priorities right now? So I think this really leads us to this beautiful moment of reflecting on your goals, knowing your North Stars, knowing what you want to accomplish, and having that reflection period of what daily acts are actually pouring into those North Stars. I am so excited to be talking about something I've actually been taking every day for over a year now. The days I do not take it, I feel it and I run to my pantry to get it. It's actually a whole food. It's not even a supplement, and it is Amra colostrum. It is my go-to number one additive to my days. And the reason why I love it is it's all about strengthening my immune system. I genuinely have not gotten sick in the year that I've been taking Amra colostrum every single day. And I know that it is what is keeping me so healthy and so happy. It is something that I travel with. It is something that is a non-negotiable in my daily routine. And an added benefit that I've really loved is it's actually helped with my energy as well. So not only has it helped so much with my immune strength, but I also love taking it as a pre-workout. So I'll do 2 scoops in my cold water every morning. I love the unflavored one. I don't even taste it. I'm sure you've seen some people just scoop it in their mouth. I like to put it in my water. It gives me such amazing energy and keeps me so healthy. To me, Amra colostrum is a non-negotiable in my daily routine. We've actually worked out a special offer for our audience. Receive 15% off your first order. Go to tryamra.com/transform or enter transform to get 15% off your first order. That's tryamra.com/transform. Okay, y'all know I am obsessed with getting the best night's sleep, but as someone who struggles with their sleep, I am so grateful to have found Ned's Mellow Magnesium. I've been taking it every night. About an hour before bed, I mix in the lemon flavor with my water, and not only does it help me sleep, helps me fall asleep, stay asleep. I also just love the taste. I'm obsessed with the fresh lemony flavor. They have a bunch of different flavor options if lemon's not for you, but truly it is a game changer for me to get the best night's sleep. If sleep is not your thing, you already might sleep like a baby. I am so jealous, but it also just helps with your stress, with your inflammation, any pains that you have. But for me, this is my game changer for better sleep. I just learned that 75% of American adults are actually deficient in magnesium. So that means 3 out of 4 of you likely are. I know I am from the blood work I just did. So I am just so grateful to have the magnesium that works perfectly for me and helps me so much with my sleep. So become the best version of yourself and get 15% off Ned products with code Transform. Go to helloned.com/transform or enter code transform at checkout. That is HELLONED.com/transform to get 15% off. So excited for y'all to try Mellow Magnesium. It is truly the best.
I actually learned this from a girlfriend where she was telling me every week, like I do on Sunday, I look at my week. She has her goals at the top of her page. So every week that she goes to look at her week, she has her goals there. Now, the beautiful thing is your goals can absolutely change. But if you forget about them, you maybe forget what actually was your goals or your priorities of this year or this month or even that week. So when you do go to look at your schedule and then go and look at your goals to align everything, have them at the top of your page of when you look at your week and make sure they are aligning with actually what is important for you.
I love that. I honestly could do that.
Same. I was like, great idea.
Yes. I hate this feeling of like, oh my God, there's 20 things I could do right now, when I could just simply look at my goals and say, okay, out of the 20 things, this one thing is actually the need, because this is what's actually aligning with my goals. I think that lends so beautifully to us all taking this moment right now. Ask yourself, what are your priorities? What are your goals? And take 5 minutes right now to just understand, what are five things that you are prioritizing right now in this season of life? Mm-hmm. This really brings us back to what's important to us. And this allows us to not do everything, but really understand what is essential, what are our priorities, and where should our daily things be adding up to allow us to accomplish these goals.
And once you're reminded of those priorities, which we all need that beautiful reminder, remember our next little bucket is we have seasons. So remembering that maybe when you look at your priorities and goals for this specific month, it is very relationship driven for your friends. You have a very big goal of making three new friends in a new city, whatever it is for you. If you have zero time in your schedule to, you know, all of our girl flirting, DM that girl, go to a community thing that you can meet people at, or go to that coffee shop that you actually has like a book club, whatever it is for you. If you don't have that in your schedule, or you don't have that as a priority, you're not actually going to be able to reach the goals that you want. And then remembering you can have seasons. So maybe that 1 month is for the girls. The next month is, ooh, this is a work month for me. So actually looking at my schedule and my goals, I actually am going to have a little bit less room for my friends, and I'll let them know that, or my friend or my relationships in my life, because this little season right here, I really got to prioritize my work.
I love that. If anyone listening has read the book Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less, this might sound familiar to you. If you haven't read it yet, I highly recommend it, in this just being so heavy on my heart and wanting to do better for myself in this. But I loved learning in this book that some of humanity's greatest minds, truly the world's most intelligent people, Newton, Einstein, all of these people actually took time, blank space in their schedules every single day to simply think. And I think about my career and a lot of my days where I am back to back to back. There is no room to think. I don't even know how I'm reminding myself to breathe. If I'm drinking water, we are doing well. Like, truly, I'm sure we can all relate. But then you think of the Newtons and the Einsteins, who are literally taking time, blank space, to just think, to confine themselves in like literal solitude, to escape the world, to think. And that's where their magic happened.
First off, I can't wait to read this book. I haven't read it yet, and Sammy's been talking about it. And I think it's such a good read, because when you actually think about, you reflect on a lot of your biggest moments in life or your goals that you've reached, a lot of it comes through when you have that intentional time and space, like on a walk or in the bath, in the shower, talking to a friend. When you have that intimate time with yourself in meditation, you allow space to actually your body be able to speak to you, rather than us being on autopilot all the time. And I'm actually learning about this in my somatic class. I'm taking a somatic certification course, and they actually have us go through this movement meditation where he takes us through slight stretches, slight movement with a meditation over it. And then he has us journal throughout the meditation. And what's happening is when you actually create space and time to go into your body, our body actually has so much more of the answers in our mind. It actually has 80% more of the answers. So if we're living in that mind all day, if we're living in that, oh, I have no time to think or time to be, we don't actually get what our body's trying to tell us, saying like, ooh, I have that great Einstein idea, but you're just running and trying to be productive and not leaving any space to hear me.
Oh, it's just us needing the stillness. We need the stillness. So if you relate, we really, really urge you, take that time, leave that blank space. I've been putting holds, like literally holds, 2 hours, 3 hours in my calendar where I'm just allowing myself to be. And honestly, that's where all of my ideas are coming from. I need that space. If I don't allow for it because I'm busy doing what everyone else needs for me, I'm never going to be able to do what I need for me.
And let me say this too, if someone's like, I have no time in my schedule for that, it is the point where you have to realize, maybe I need to wake up a little bit earlier. Maybe I need to look at my schedule and see what needs to be third on my priority list. Rather, it's number one, but that's not even my goal right now. So why is it up there so high? It's such this, which we're going to go into step two. It is this daydreaming and doing a fun little audit of your current life.
Yes. So in step one, I feel like we really touched on observing where all your time's going. In step two, we really want you to daydream. What does your ideal life look like? If you feel like there's not enough time for you to take a break to simply just think, let's look at what currently is happening and audit your life. But let's daydream first. What does your career look like? What do your friendships and your relationships look like? How do you want to spend your free time? What are your passions? What does your home life look like? When you've taken that moment and you've really spent time and even maybe coming back to this daydreaming activity, that's where you can set the goals that actually align with the priorities.
Yes, it's such a beautiful moment for you to understand you can have that dream life. You just need to understand what you want, right? Sometimes we're, again, maybe just going off of what our friend is doing and what other people's lives look like, but you are so allowed to say, you know what? My dream world is to be off of work at 4 and then I have piano lessons. This is my life. And then have piano
Sam
lessons.
Is learning the piano, which is adorable. I'm obsessed.
But like, if I didn't think about me wanting more creative time that wasn't just work focused, I wouldn't have thought of, ooh, I really want this time to be creative in a different way. So really dream so big. No judgment, no limiting beliefs of, oh, you can't have that life. You can't put that time in there to have 2 hour pin twirling time. Really dream it up and then audit your current life of how you can actually take the steps to get there.
Yes. So one of our favorite practices to do this audit, we've actually learned from, she's our executive coach, but she's literally our business therapist. Her name's Lori. She's just such a gift. She's amazing. If you are a founder, a business owner, literally just a person in the workforce, and you don't have your like quote unquote therapist to go to for business related things, let us just tell you, once we brought Lori on, everything was different. Everything was different. And something so amazing that she gifted us with was the activity that is keep, stop, start. If you haven't heard of keep, stop, start, it really is just exactly what we're describing, this audit for understanding what do you want to keep? What are you currently doing that's actually working? What do you want to stop? So what is holding you back or blocking your progress? And then what do you want to start? So really starting is that taking action. What are you actually going to do about it? So if you're looking at your calendar, you're doing your time journal and you're realizing, gosh, I'm maybe like me, I'll give this personal example. I'm such a business person, but I really want to lean in on my creative side more. I really want to take that time and that space to create more. And I need to take time to find that inspiration. So if I'm currently looking at my schedule and there's no time for that, that actually means that I need to stop doing something else so that my time and what I am doing can align better with what my true priorities are. And then I can start doing what I actually want to do.
I love that. As you know, small actions can have big benefits, and I am so here and ready to tell you about one of my favorite habits that I include in my morning routine, non-negotiable. It's something I take with me on travel. It's something that I've had in my life for 3 years. And if you've been following me, then you absolutely know that for a fact. And what I am talking about is the one and only Seed DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. Seed has been such an impact for my body to just all get in tune. In just 2 little capsules a day, our gut is the start of so many things to get our heart health better, our skin health better. And by taking a symbiotic, it has absolutely changed my life. I also fell in love with Seed because of their capsule design. So they have created a capsule that actually makes it all the way down to your colon. I did not know this, but some symbiotics don't actually do the magical work they're meant to do because their capsule can't actually make it all the way down to your colon and where it needs to go. They also have an awesome delivery service that you go onto the subscription and they will send you a pack, and it's just a refill pack. You just pour it in and then you have your Seed stacked and stocked and ready to go. When something like this has changed your life, I think it's easy to talk about, and this is an easy tool to use, my symbiotic. Trust your gut with Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/transform and use code 25TRANSFORM to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/transform, code 25TRANSFORM.
Hi everyone, I'm Peyton Sarton, host of the Note to Self podcast. Note to Self is a space to embrace your unique qualities, get grounded, and ultimately have honest conversation. No topic is off limits. I began doing social media 7 years ago, and since then, I've started a clothing line and this podcast. Note to Self is a place where people from every stage of life can come for advice, new perspectives, and to feel a little less alone. Whether I'm recording by myself or bringing along a friend, we will explore topics ranging from relationships and mental wellness to social media and entrepreneurship. Tune in to Note to Self every week for the sisterly advice you didn't know you needed and raw conversations you've always wanted.
Number 3 of taking our time back is a really big one. It's learning to prioritize your needs and learning to communicate your needs. And I think we can all work on this one. This is the ongoing journey of new people coming into our life, new businesses, new relationships, and learning how to navigate and prioritize your needs and learning to communicate them as well, right? It's like once you've learned to prioritize them, then you have to learn how to actually communicate it to the people around you, because we're not living in all of our own worlds. So once you action all of these above steps that we have said, we're now going to focus on communication. And the communication biggest thing here is going to be how to say no.
Oh, I mean, no is such a powerful word. It really is. If you can relate to us, we are definitely self-identified people pleasers. We tend to say yes to others and in turn say no to ourselves. Sam, I think you had a good example from a situation that happened the other day.
I did. I mean, I have so many examples of this in my life because it's such an ongoing practice for myself, but I want to share actually the importance of saying no, and not even only for yourself, but for the other people in your life. And what I mean by this is JT and I, my fiance, we have coffee, at least try to, every morning to just have that intentional time together. And there are some mornings where I could just feel myself needs to be alone. And here comes my people pleaser self. So the other day I could tell myself needed just more time to myself, but we have it in our schedules of what time we meet downstairs for coffee. And I seriously was having a 10-minute debate upstairs of like, should I go? Okay, maybe I'll tell him I can't. Oh, but I feel really bad. I want to hang out with them. Like, this is my headspace, right? And in the end, y'all, I literally sat with myself and I was like, I'm not even going to show up for JT how I want to show up right now based on my body craving more time with me. And I'm going to go express that to him. And what did I do? I go express it to him. And he literally looked at me and was like, amazing. Have the best time. It's like we are stressing about the person being hurt, thinking they're going to take it personal that I can't spend a little extra time for coffee this morning. When really in the end, the people that get it, the people that are also doing that for themselves, they are cheerleading you on that you actually said no.
I love that you use this example because I'm actually cracking up at an example that just happened to me the other day too. I always look at my day the day before and I had plans to go for a walk with a friend, which normally is like such a highlight of my day. I'm obsessed with getting my steps in, bringing friends along, what could be better? But I'm looking at all the meetings that, again, I got to do that I was also really excited about before. And I'm like, this just isn't realistic. I am not going to be able to actually finish out this workday to meet my friend on a walk. And I was nervous to communicate with my friend and saying, you know, I don't want to come off as like busy, stressed, overwhelmed. It's really not that. It's just that right now, as we are speaking to in these seasons of life, that day needed to just be a prioritized work day. I couldn't do both. So I finally found it in me to share with my great friend, hey, I hate to push this off because you are such a priority to me, but I don't think I'm going to be able to go for this walk. I just need to see my work day through and I want to be able to show up as my best self. And if I show up to our walk after the day I know I'm having, it's just not the energy that I'm looking to share with you. And the best part was she turns around and goes, oh my God, I was about to call you to tell you the same, but I was just nervous because I didn't want to be flaky. So 9 times out of 10, not only are you feeling it, but I'm sure they're feeling it too. And it's all about communication.
Yes. Gosh, I feel like that happens to me so much too, that they're like, oh, thank goodness. I didn't want to cancel on you either, but this is where I'm at. I love that. I feel like if you guys can feel anything, it's understanding that the word no is actually so powerful. And I think there's been this negative energy with the word no, but we want to empower the word no. And we're going to share of how to actually say no, but remembering that no creates boundaries, and boundaries are by no means selfish. They are actually your form of self-care. And remembering these boundaries should not feel limiting or constraint. They should actually feel insanely liberating.
Yes. And they so are. Boundaries are so liberating because it allows you to live your best life. But no can actually feel like this dirty word. And when we don't use it, it actually does lead to the people pleasing or resentment down the line because we're not trusting what ourselves need. We avoid it because maybe of fear, or maybe you don't want to cause a reaction in the person you're communicating with. But when you say no, you really just need to separate that decision from the relationship. When you say no, it's nothing personal against that person. It's really everything about you. And it has nothing to do with that person. It's really just the decision. It has nothing going on with the person who's involved. And I think I always come back to this saying, literally in every facet of my life, it's either a hell yes or a hell no. Sam would add that she actually wants to meditate on it, but I'll let her get to that part.
I added that in because I love the energy of hell yes, hell no. For me, where I take some time to actually really get in tune with my intuition, sometimes it is so direct. Sometimes it's like, oh, it's a hell yes. Oh, it's a hell no. But sometimes it needs a day or two, like truly. And it fits a little iffy. And I know that it's not because I can't hear my intuition. It's almost like it just needs a little bit of time of understanding. Maybe I didn't say yes to that job because I actually need to ask for this when I say yes. So it adds more, but I love the hell yes, hell no, or I need to meditate on it.
Yes. So for me, it's really the hell yes, hell no. Sam's like, hell yeah, hell no. Also going to meditate. I'm here for it. I love it. But truly, when your no comes to you, do not doubt it, because what that no is actually your gut reaction. That's your intuition. And also giving yourself the space of your no now can be a yes later. You are in the now. Just because you're telling your friend, no, I cannot go on this 3 p.m. walk today on Tuesday, doesn't mean don't invite me to the future 3 p.m. walk on another Tuesday. It's just the now and communicating that through.
Yeah, saying no to what you don't want actually allows you to say yes to what you do want. So remember that when you say that no, it actually is going to allow for the yeses to come through so bold.
Yes. And those yeses are our intentions. Our yeses are what aligns with the priorities that we spoke to in the beginning of this episode. And truly, when you find your priorities and you find your yeses, that is what gives you the strength to say no.
Fam, there are ways to say no in a positive way. This is a practice. So if you are practicing it, you can also express that to the people you're doing it to. Like, hey, this no is really uncomfortable for me because I want to do all these things, but I actually can't. So when you take an honest approach to sharing with the people that you're saying no to, really, they can't get mad at you for being truthful, being honest of, hey, I actually have X on my plate and this is nothing personal with you. I just know, again, I'd be crossing a boundary and I wouldn't be able to show up as my best. And it's actually you saying yes to yourself. It's not a personal thing to them. If they take it personal, really, that is not your problem as well, even though that's really hard to take in. They are absolutely allowed to express if they are, and just comforting them in, listen, this is actually me saying yes to myself and I need to do this for me and I want you to do the absolute same. And when you say these no's, think of yourself being graceful with them, but firm, because you are going to have some people being like, are you sure? Come on, come and do this. And that's so okay. It's just all the grace, but being really firm because you did decide on that no.
Yeah. So we're so here to help you in really figuring out how to get a yes to your no. And I think what we love to remind ourselves of is your friends and your family love you. They respect you. They want what's best for you. So when you are communicating your no, when you want them to meet your no with a yes, with acceptance, affirm your relationship with them. Let the friend know how important that quality time is to take that walk, but communicate in such an open and honest, respectful way. So this is how you can get the yes to your no, but we also just want to share maybe these ways of how you should not say no.
The best that I've done so many times is like, sorry, but no.
Right, like so quick. So like quick, you're so internal. Yeah.
Instead of like really thinking about it consciously first before saying it and just saying, sorry, but no. I think remembering this like polite and respectful way to communicate your no and make it not feel about them, but really empowering them of like, I'm saying yes to myself. And I swear they're going to be inspired that you're doing that. Every time I say no to something and I share my reason why, I swear I see it reciprocated later on because I gave them permission to do the exact same.
Yes, it is such a beautiful thing in being so aligned with your yeses that your no's become so apparent and giving permission to everyone around you to also pull that card for themselves. We found such a beautiful quote that said this perfectly, but when you say yes to others, make sure you are not saying no to yourself. And in that, we hope that we've armed you with all the steps to not only take your time back, but also learn to communicate with your loved ones in a way that really can respect what you want and what your needs are. So we'll close out with the final steps.
Yes. So if your pen and paper is out, here we go. We got number one, take your time back. And how we do that is by observing where and how we're currently spending our time, as well as daydream and do a fun, make it fun, a little audit on your current life. And then also learning to prioritize your needs and to communicate them.
Yes. And then right up next, how to communicate those needs and learning to say no in such a positive way. So always sharing the why behind your no, always sharing the yes that is leading to the no, being so respectful and polite of your friend, your family member, whoever is on the receiving end of this no. But at the end of the day, the first and most important thing is never ignoring your own needs.
I hope you guys enjoyed this like note-taking yummy episode that we truly are talking about so much. And I honestly am going to listen to this back. And if you want to listen to it a couple times, because it is a habit we are trying to fix and we are so deserving of our time back and of respecting and prioritizing our needs. So love you guys so much. Beyond grateful for you listening. And we will see you in the next episode.
Love you. See you soon.
Thank you so much for being here. You listening to this episode is you saying yes to living the dream life you absolutely deserve. We release new Transform episodes every Wednesday. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a thing.
Also, we would love to hear from you, so leave us a review. And if you include your Instagram handle, we might even reach out and gift you a complimentary form membership. You can also follow us on Instagram at Transform and then at Sammy Spalter and at Sammy Clark. We love you.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.